This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And we're brought to you by Priceline.com all this week as we broadcast live from New York. This is our final evening here from the Museum of Television and Radio on 52nd Street in New York. And the official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars is Priceline.com. Go to Priceline.com for all of your travel needs today. A little bit of bad news, although we don't know really know how bad the news is. But as you may have read or you might have heard, there was an alleged credible threat against bridges, landmark bridges, and some other landmarks in on the West Coast, specifically California. This was communicated, I suppose, by authorities to the authorities that be in California. Governor Gray Davis has made it public in California, and we wanted to get with correspondent Jeff Dowder. He's with the Keesling News Service to tell us a little bit more about this and about what, how credible, how serious, et cetera. And Jeff joins us from Los Angeles. Jeff, how you doing?
Interesting couple of days with this credible threat against the bridges in California. But my sources tell me of the people I've talked to, authorities feel that because the West Coast, along with New York, are probably the two most important parts of America that they want to take it very seriously at this time. New York was very serious. But that has reached, this now reached a whole new level, Phil, and because they're now messing with the West Coast on that. So,
well, when you say that authority, bring me up to speed a little bit, Jeff. You say that the West Coast and New York.
Well, I think everybody knows that the most important places in America is the West Coast and New York. I mean, that's just how it's always been. Additional police departments would be available to go to New Orleans, maybe, but right now...
Say New Orleans. Now, you've just brought up New Orleans.
Yeah, see, my sources tell me within law enforcement that the two coolest places to be in America is either New York, the West Coast, south of Humboldt County south, and Las Vegas. Those are the two.
Well, those are three places.
Well... Technically, yeah, there are three, but New York, the West Coast, and Las Vegas. And the reason why this has been a big news story is they mess with New York. If they mess with California, they're messing with a lot of stuff. So I would imagine, and I as a newsman, I know I'm not supposed to have an opinion, but I think that the states around the United States should begin to mobilize their National Guard and send them to California. In case California...
Well, what about the protection of the other states? Obviously, they need their National Guard. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but I mean, how bad do they need the National Guard in at the Des Moines airport? You know what I'm saying? You got to think about this creatively. The coolest places there are is California and New York. I mean, there's no other place and Las Vegas. And my sources on the West Coast tell me that Disneyland, a San Diego Zoo, all of the famous actors, Tijuana, the Malibu Colony. I'm just listing the cool spots in California. That's why it's important.
All right, so what do you say? Your sources are telling you that California must be protected along with New York at the expense of the rest of the country?
That's my sources have been informing me. Yes, sir. Yes, they have, sir. Because if you think about it, and I know you have a lot of people listening to you in a lot of different states, I mean, come on, man. I mean, if the terrorists hit California, there's very famous actors that could be in jeopardy. Disneyland right there is also important. I mean, the movie studios, every cool TV show that you can think about comes right out of Hollywood. Survivor, The Mole, all the cool ones that I know personally that I enjoy, and...
All right, you're a little nervous, so just...
Yeah. So that's what my sources tell me. And the Chinese Man Theater also, where the fingerprints are. All these places have to be protected, and also the surf is good there.
All right, Jeff, I know you're not used to doing...
Yeah, I'm mostly a print journalist.
I know you're not used to doing live phoners for radio reports. I'm trying to get a sense here of you mentioned that New York and California south of Humboldt County?
Yes, sir. Humboldt County, and I am not... I do indulge occasionally, and I'm just saying what my sources tell me. Humboldt County has a significant marijuana crop, so that right there is cool. The Golden Gate Bridge is cool. The Bay Bridge is cool. All of Chinatown, North Beach, that's all cool. Then it's not very cool until you get to, like, Santa Barbara. It's kind of cool there because they got the pier and some restaurants. Then it gets really bitchin' when you get to Santa Monica, Malibu, Hollywood. Then it's kind of lame, and then it gets that sort of, well, the zoo in San Diego is cool. So it's lame from the zoo to Laguna Beach, then it's cool, then it's lame to Santa Barbara, then it's cool only in Santa Barbara, then it's completely lame up to the
slow down.
Yeah. To the San Francisco. Now, my sources tell me they think that the law enforcement feels, okay, they messed with New York, that sucked. Now they want to do California, that double sucks, and that cannot stand. As Americans, I think over the last few weeks we've been singing the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, and the national anthem, and different things to make us be aware. And
what do we say, and you're just a reporter, Jeff, but what do we say to...
My sources inform me Cher just built her new house at the Malibu Colony, so that is also a landmark.
Do you consider the homes of actors to be landmarks?
What?
Do you consider the homes of actors to be landmarks?
Yes, sir, I do. If you stop and think about it, the house that Bob Hope lives in Palm Springs is the bomb. Bob Dylan's new house is bitchin'. Cher's new house is righteous. I mean, we got to think about, you know, what we're talking about here.
Okay, let me give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. If I hear you correctly, you're saying that the rest of the country isn't as cool as New York and the West Coast and Las Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas also has to be, and I'm sure that they will deploy National Guard troops to the casinos just to make sure, you know, the terrorist doesn't, because you can jack those slots pretty easy, walk out of there with, you know, sort of...
What, is there a terrorist plot against slot machines?
I don't know. I'm just saying. So... What was your question?
My question is, are you saying that your sources are telling you the rest of the country is not that important?
Well, I mean, the other states need to send their cops and their National Guard to Cali because they don't need them on account of they're not as cool places to be. That's all I'm saying.
Right, the term cool, you understand, is relative. When you say cool, you mean important?
Yeah, that's what I mean. For instance... If you take the movie studios out of America, this place pretty much sucks on wheels other than the fact of New York. If you take the casinos out of Las Vegas, America blows dead apes other than, like, New York. So all of that combined...
What about people that like Chicago? What about people that like Miami? What about people that like New Orleans? What about...
That's whatever, man. I mean, I've not really been there or anything. I mean, are you saying those places are cool? Or
I don't know what you mean by cool. You know, there's some cool stuff in Miami.
My sources tell me that it's not that. If Cali's culture goes away, the country's lost. And that's it.
So in other words, America is not America without the culture of California and New York.
That is precisely what I'm saying. Also...
What is that? What am I hearing in the background there?
I'm in my office right now, just doing some work.
All right, Jeff Dowder with us here. Our number 1-800-449-8686 as he talks about this latest threat against the bridges. We're talking about bridges. Is there a threat against Disneyland, Malibu, or anything?
Well, I mean, no, there's not. And the threat against the bridges, my sources tell me, is not is not 100% credible, but they're taking no chances. And I applaud Governor Davis for, you know, checking into it and you're making sure that everything's going to be sweet and copacetic on account of what's going down.
All right, well, we're hearing here a story that you're telling us that California, New York, and Las Vegas must be saved, even if other states have to send their police and National Guard there.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if I may be allowed a personal opinion, I also agree with that. You could take the National Guard of Montana, North Dakota, and also Kentucky, send it all the way out here, and no terrorists would even care about it. But first, the bridges of California need to be protected, then Mickey Mouse, and then it adds up. So that's all.
Okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to a phone call here because what you're telling me is interesting with regard to New York, California, and Las Vegas. The rest of the country, though, see what I'm saying?
But there's nothing to do anywhere else. And the thing.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah,
I'm just saying there's not really a lot to do nowhere else.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment to that moron that you got on the air right now.
I'm a reporter with the Keesling News Service, and
oh,
I'm
like
simply reporting. Like, I'm reporting the news, man, if you know how to read a newspaper.
Oh, I know how to read a newspaper.
Okay.
But I'm just
then
wondering
you
where
obviously...
you get off. I'm just wondering where you get off saying that everybody else in California is so much more important than anybody else in the country.
If you think
you are
about
no
it,
more
man.
Important than, you are no more important than me there, buddy, and I am no more important than you.
Let me tell you what. If you think about it, Steve, you know, take the TV shows and the movies, too, and blow them up in a terrorist attack. What are you going to do in Fargo besides look at the snow drifts up against your garage? The answer to that question is nothing, man. Survey says nothing.
I got better things to do than live my life around a TV and a
car. Well, you gotta get it. Yeah. If Fargo, North Dakota, or any other city is threatened, the country.
Yeah, they gotta protect them. But you look, in a war, where do you send all your troops? To the most important place to protect. And that's what America's doing. And I think it would be a very nice gesture on the part of the North Dakota peoples to send their National Guard to the studios. What do you think? Think that's funny, man?
Yes,
hey, man.
I do.
Yeah?
Yes, I do. So we're supposed to give up everything for you out there.
Hey, man, it's either Malibu Barbie or Fargo Franny. Guess who wins? Survey says... Malibu Barbie.
Survey
says Fargo loses on account of the cultural importance of the zoos that we have, and we have some of the finest zoos you'll ever be in. And I don't know whether you have an opportunity to go to zoos.
Well, forget the zoos. The threat was supposedly against the bridges.
Yeah. But
I'm not saying that we shouldn't protect your bridges. Because I'm not going to disagree that you got beautiful stuff out there. I'm not disagreeing that.
Okay. What's our argument?
My point is, I don't see how you get off saying that everybody out there is more important than anybody anywhere else.
Look at man, it adds up. If you have a zoo in Fargo and we have the San Diego Zoo, they have pandas at the San Diego Zoo, and Fargo has. Like probably just a bear cub from the woods around there. That means the panda must be protected on account of it came from China. Now, you should start, man, because without the San Diego Zoo, you've got nothing to do when you come to the San Diego portions.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, Steve, thank you for your call. I'm going to take a break, a quick break. Jeff Dowder. Jeff, as a reporter, you need to be careful putting your own opinion into this, you know?
Well, I know, man. The guy's I'm PO'd because this dude's making some claim about. All I'm saying is I love my country, New York.
And you love your country, but you only want to visit California, Vegas, and New York.
Because that's the only places that are cool. Everything else is lame. I mean, it's lame straight out to Miami, then it gets cool, and then it's lame all the way.
What, do you got some map, the lame map or something? Hold on for a minute. Jeff Dowder from the Keesling News Service talking about the latest possibly credible threat against bridges in the state of California and how he feels all the National Guard, all the police from every state should be out in California protecting the landmarks because California, New York, and Vegas are the coolest parts of America and must be protected. Even at the expense, it sounds like to me, of the other parts of this country. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Jeff Dowder. He's a reporter for the Keesling News Service. We're talking about the latest, and I want to be very, I want to emphasize this, the latest possibly credible threat. I mean, I've been hearing things from the federal government saying it's not credible, but the governor of California says that it's something they want to look at seriously, a threat against California's landmark bridges. Jeff, you've been talking about California and New York being the only important places, and
during the break, Phil, and I really think that it's an apropos comparison. If you look at New York and California, they're like two sweet breasts on a beautiful woman. But what's between the breasts? Bone, man. Just breast bone. And that's America. I mean, we got these two nice, big, juicy...
Okay, man. I mean, I got the comparison, all right?
Well, you know, and the only thing between is bone. And it's not like I don't love my country, but, you know, like for instance, you know, I was busted in Chicago for an unfortunate incident. I was dealing, I had 500 hits of X on me, and I don't know how, and I swear to God, man, I don't know how they got on there. I got busted by the Chicago police. Yeah, what a party town, man. I was there to review the burgeoning rave scene in Chicago, and suddenly... the dudes hassled me on the X.
Now you got 500 hits of a dangerous drug, you're going to get arrested.
But I don't know, I don't remember how that got in my coat. And I'm...
give me a break. 500 hits of X.
Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised if those pigs in Chicago...
Okay, no pig talk, no nothing, all right? You got arrested in Chicago, and that's that. Here is Chessa, I think it is, in... on the Phil Hendry Show. Chess, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
I
said the police have been known to plant
nothing,
drugs.
Hold on.
No landmark, no house, no amusement park is more important or worthy of protection more than my 2-year-old son and the daughter I'm about to give birth to, or any of the sons and daughters of those people in these United States. We are guaranteed protection.
So you don't care about your country. You don't care about your country.
We are guaranteed protection by our country.
Just your snot-nosed kid.
Well, wait a minute. Chessa, let me ask you a question. Chessa, let me ask a question. Don't you think your country is deserving of as much protection as your son?
Absolutely. Every son and daughter in this country.
She didn't say that, Mr. Henry. She didn't say that, Mr. Henry. I heard what she said. She said her kid.
I said every son and daughter in the United States, mine included, no landmark is more important. And if you would like to go out and protect
those bridges, something. Where are you calling
from? If they take you, that's fine.
Hey,
you don't need people like you in this country.
Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, great. I got my ass kicked in a bar in Houston simply because I said...
You probably deserved it.
Oh, yeah? I have the freedom of... I got the freedom of speech. I said Tammy Wynette and George Jones were a couple of broken-down alcoholics.
That's
and
absolutely...
tell me I'm wrong.
Absolutely your opinion. You might not want to say that in Texas, though, hon.
Wait a second. It's not true that they're not broken-down alkies?
That's your opinion, and that's fine for you to have.
Well, I said I heard Garth Brooks was gay.
Wait a second, man. You don't walk into a Texas bar and say all that stuff.
And I got my
That's your own stupidity, sir.
I got freedom of the press. I have freedom of the press on of the speech.
Yes, if you
Which
could
is
speak
it, man?
Very well, you would.
What?
if you could speak well, you'd have that freedom. You have more places important. You think are
so
important.
So you think your kid's more important than Disneyland. That's sick.
One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry here with Jeff Dowder. Jeff, the phone line that we have to your apartment sounds like it might be a little rough.
Why?
Because I'm hearing a bubbling sound.
Yeah, that's. I don't know what that is. Maybe have your engineer check it out.
Okay, Jeff Dowder is with us. He is with the Keesling News Service. We're talking about the latest possible threat to our country, and that is against California's bridges. You've been saying some things here that California is more important to protect. California, New York, and Las Vegas are the three most important places to protect, okay, in this country. You also believe that we should set up a relief fund?
I think that is prudent. I think it's prudent. Look at what happened in New York. They didn't have the relief fund set up until after the tragic stuff that happened. Now, if we set the relief fund up now, you can hire more security at Disneyland and get more bodyguards for the actors, too.
And how does California deserve...
Mr. Henry, you guys, how we deserve it. Look at how California helped the country out. Right after September 11th, we pushed Zoolander into the theaters... Right away, man, to get everybody, back into it, you know?
And what are you doing, man? Are you smoking dope or something?
What? No.
Because, you know, it's like you're acting goofy, and I don't know what's... Let me go to a phone call here. Laura, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I'm entitled to my opinion based on my journalism.
Go ahead, Laura.
You know, I really have to say that I think you are a complete moron, and I don't think that you are supporting
what good does
at all.
It do?
It sounds like you are supporting drugs and some fantasy life in Hollywood.
No. First of all, what good does it do to insult me?
Well, you're basically insulting the whole United States with your opinion that Hollywood stars are the only people in zoos that need to be supported.
Well, the water pipe sucks. That's why we're here in the bump. No, I'm just saying that if you can tell me and you can look me in the eye and honestly tell me that you think, like, Houston is cooler than California, then, hey, I'll sign the papers on you right now. Because there's no possible way.
This is where I live, and this is the town that I support. You're just absolutely ridiculous with these opinions of yours about supporting zoos and actors when there are people out here that are hard workers that have families that need to be supported.
Exactly. Hard working
people.
They need to be protected. They need to be protected.
Well, I'm not saying that they don't, but right now, guess what? Guess what, Laura? Guess what?
What's that?
Okay, hold on for a minute.
What?
What, you can't get your brain thoughts together there?
Hey, you know something? Hold on a minute, all right? I mean, you come out of the gate giving me all kind, getting up in my grill with all kinds of harsh rhetoric.
You're right.
Houston, I forget. Look how we helped everybody out. Zoolander came out right away. 90% of the good chronic is grown on the West Coast. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Who cares about chronic? Who cares about that? You are so
maybe I do.
Drugs.
Maybe I do. Yeah. Think about it.
Drugs and alcohol and things do not even matter to half of this country.
Houston, Texas, than
those people that bombed us with those.
What about NASA? What about the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in Houston?
Absolutely.
Whatever. Hey, man, whatever. We haven't been to the moon in 100 years. All they're doing down there is going, hey, dude, there's the rocket that we went to the moon in, but we haven't been up there. What else do you want to do, man? I don't know. Let's just sit here and, like, pretend like we're going to go to the moon again. I mean, whatever.
Satellites and rockets to go into outer space to provide us useful information.
Hey, the dish that I use on my... The dish that I use on my house was on goes off of a satellite that they blasted off from Japan. So I'm sorry to break the news.
All right, look, man. Put that dope down, because the more you smoke, the longer we go in this hour, the less sense you make, okay? Thank you for your call, Laura. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder talking to us about the threats to California and how it's important that the National Guard. And what do you mean we ought to set a relief fund up to get more bodyguards for actors?
I think it's important in terms of the economics.
See, because if our actors get killed in a terrorist attack,
then Zoolander wouldn't come out.
Zoolander.
That's what we did for the country. And what's the country do for us? And
New York was hurting, man. Everybody came to the aid of the city of New York, all right? Forget about whether you let Zoolander out early, okay? Here is Jessica on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello. Hi, I was calling
about... You think
about...
I'm stoned? All these people don't even know when to talk and stuff.
Go ahead, Jessica. You're doing fine.
Okay. All I'm saying is that what is the point of putting more bodyguards or more, security around these, San Diego Zoo and the...
Yeah, I got the list right here, Jessica. Basically, we need
and
to
the
up
movie
security.
Stars, but no, but listen, you need to listen, because...
We got to beef up
what
security.
Would they be doing, no, but what would they be doing if there wasn't the rest of the nation? What would they be doing? How would they be making their money if the rest of the nation wasn't going over there and touring and going to go see and going on vacation for all of that?
Exactly.
There would be no point.
What? Here's where we got to beef up security. Tijuana, Malibu Colony, Golden Gate.
Do you know where Tijuana is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know where Tijuana is?
Where is Tijuana?
San Diego.
No, it's not. It's in Mexico.
Yeah. You don't ever hear about things being made in Tijuana? That's out of the country.
No, that's part of the United States.
No, it's not. It's part of the country of Mexico.
Then how come I can go down there anytime I want, and I never got hassled by a cop?
Because you can go in. Don't you remember coming back over the border from there?
What would be the
not
point?
Really.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, all I'm sources, saying is that...
My sources tell me that Tijuana is located south of San Diego.
It is.
All right.
It's south of San Diego is Mexico.
My sources didn't tell me that.
Well, you better get... Who are your sources, anyway?
I'm not going to divulge that at this time.
What, do you even have any sources? Because
yes, I do, yeah. My friend Chris Sorensen and John Balbeckia, they go to Caltech.
Oh, those are your sources, huh?
They go to Caltech.
What kind of sources are they?
Right?
What kind of sources are they?
Balbeckia built the water pipe that I can. It's a bogus pipe, too, because I can't suck any air out of it.
Jessica, go ahead with your comments.
Toby Bowe is also very connected.
All I'm saying is that what would they be
the biggest dumb surfers
without the rest of the nation?
Toby Bowe's a righteous surfer.
Yes, well, that's a very good point. Where would we be without the rest of the country going to see these movie stars in their movies?
It's called foreign box office, hello. Okay?
Foreign box office?
Yeah. Where do you think Stallone makes
How much money do they actually make over there?
Do you want to know?
Do you think other foreign films from other countries come over here and they make a lot of money?
Sylvester Stallone makes most of his jack on the foreign box office receipts of the pieces of goo that he...
That's one of how many actors?
Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Gwyneth Paltrow, other action stars.
Gwyneth Paltrow's an action star, huh?
How many other actors and actresses are there out there without their... But the United States is where they get
Jessica, I don't want to argue, okay? I want you to know that I wrote a song for the fund, for the relief fund, for California and for New York and for Las Vegas. And
California and Vegas don't need...
Well, in case they do. And I'd like to, if I could...
Why
do
they need a song?
Like
What's so
sing.
Great about those places? Just because they
Check
have...
It out. 1, 2, 3. Somewhere over the rainbow. Hold on for a minute. Skies are...
Okay, that's it.
I'm right down the song, man.
That's fine, man. Thank you,
Man, do you know they hung somebody in the middle of Wizard of Oz?
That was a guy who was doing a thing, and yeah. Okay, this is the Phil Henry Show. I apologize for that. I didn't. I had no idea that there was going
to
be.
Also, if you listen to Dark Side of the Moon, Get Stoned, and watch Wizard of Oz.
Okay, fine. 1-800-44. You know, he's right about that Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz, but you know, I don't, of course, smoke anymore. 1-800-449-86. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show in New York City this week, and it's brought to you by Priceline.com, our official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com today for all your travel needs. New York City, November, is this the 2nd?
Yeah.
It was 71 degrees here today. I was walking out of the hotel with my jacket, sweating like a pig, for the blocks that I had to walk, and of course I could have taken the jacket off, but why would I do that? Why would I show my arms? Nobody else does in this town. Now everybody had, well, actually there were people in shirt sleeves. It was hot, man. It was hot. It was great. And my wife got back to Los Angeles today, and I got on the phone with her. I said, how's the weather, honey? Cold, wet, damp, crap. And here we are in New York. I could get a tan. That's how gorgeous it is here. Hey, 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Henry Show here. I do all the voices. I just did the one of Jeff Dowder, okay? So now do you understand? I did that Jeff Dowder guy. And the people that call in think that's a real guy. Now, that's how we do our show. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. But that's what we do. And, again, this is our last night here in New York City. And speaking of walking, I was on my way to the museum today, which is where we're doing our show, from the Museum of Television and Radio. And I thought I'd be real cool because everybody walks against the red lights in New York. They also do that in San Francisco. For some reason, the two cities, San Francisco and New York, are similar in that way. Fortunately, in no other way. Because as much of a fan of New York as I am, San Francisco, you can, let's just say, I think the lame line starts somewhere north of San Francisco, not south. But anyway, I thought, well, I can do that. I can do this thing, man. Everybody's walking against the red light. I almost got nailed by three cabs. For some reason, they marked me for some out-of-town jackball because I got honked at, sirens, everything. You know, no matter how cool you try to look in New York, they mark you right away for some square from out of town, and they immediately start, you got a cigarette? No, it's fine. I'm just kidding. They don't do that. Much. Anyway, actually, the guy that asked me for a cigarette was my agent. Now, some guy walks up to me and says, excuse me, sir, you got a couple of dollars? And it was Peter Trippi. But kidding around, Peter, as you know. 1-800-449-8686. No, but I almost got killed. Have you been walking against the red lights for kicks? It's kicks. Yeah, it's fun. You do that. Walk against the red lights. Get into a cab. Spend $8. Go a block and decide, I better get out and walk. Yes, sir, whatever you say. So that's fun. And the traffic in the middle of town, you know, even though you have to carpool to get onto Manhattan Island these days, now that means there has to be more than one person in the car before you can get onto Manhattan. It's still jammed with cars everywhere. And I grew up in the city of Los Angeles. And I had people tell me all my life, oh, my God, you're from where? I'm from L.A. I wouldn't drive there. I wouldn't drive on the freeway. It must be horrible. It must be frightening. It must be stark, raving fear. And I said, well, you know, I can drive in L.A. because I'm from L.A. I've been on the freeways. I know how to do that. And I thought I knew how to drive till I got to this town. I wouldn't get in a car here, behind the wheel of a car here, if you put a gun to my head. It's an impossibility. There are guys doing things with automobiles here that should be investigated by The Hague. But they're doing it. And what a time. And we got to leave tomorrow. Actually, I think I'll stay till Sunday. Actually, I think I'll do one more week here. Craig, you can split if you want. 1-800-449-8686. Well, look at this. We have phone calls. After all that chastising I did last hour, after I told people, here's the number, then you call, they figured it out. Anyway, here's Chris. Hi, Chris. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yay, what's going on, Phil? I just wanted to say one thing. Yo, Phil. Phil, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing.
I just wanted to give a little joke, man.
A joke? Joke, yeah. No jokes, all right? And the guy was calling from Queens. So anyway, about people from New York being cool. No, they're fine. He was nice. He was listening to us, by the way, you guys in at NLK and STC, my friends out there from Norwalk and Stamford affiliates. He was listening on the Stamford station, sitting around a campfire with his friends drinking and going, I had a joke. All right, here is Brian. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. There's a story out of Oregon, Phil, that Miss America is X'd out of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade in place of Miss Universe.
Right.
And I just kind of wondered what New Yorkers thought of that. There's a big thing in the paper about it here, and it just seems
kind of
unpatriotic.
Miss America had a problem, though, or there was a problem. What was that, Craig? You remember? They didn't get it in on time. They have to get their. They got to get their request in on time. And they didn't. They didn't get it from the
paperwork.
You know, yeah, the Miss America people didn't do it. So, but the Miss Universe people did. So they just say, you know.
Okay, I mean, I know a lot of people probably don't care, but I just thought since the beginning of time, Miss America was always
on the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I always remember Santa Claus.
It's like a tradition, you know.
Oh, wow, okay. I always knew Santa Claus and the big balloons and stuff. I never knew that Miss America was part of that, you know.
Exactly. I just thought I'd pass that on.
You can send Miss Universe down the street with a thing that says Miss America. Who's going to know? And nobody's going to know the difference, you know. Here she is, Miss China, and she's Miss, she's the Miss America Universe person thing. She's Miss International Universe America. She represents the whole American global, it's a global economy. It's Miss New World Order. I am Willard Scott. Something like that. 1-800-449-8686. Keith, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hi, Keith.
Just calling to say I think you're hysterical and you have a very unique talent.
You're a very nice man to say that.
Well, you know.
How are things down in Tampa?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No threats against the bridges there. You got one hell of a bridge there. Nobody's trying to blow that up.
The Skyway?
Yeah.
We're not going to go near that.
Okay, man.
I don't believe this bridge thing.
I don't believe the bridge thing either, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do, and I don't know.
I hear
They're doing whatever they're doing. They got frogmen. They got National Guard. They got cops. They got everybody. They got Boy Scouts. They're walking up and down the bridge. They haven't closed the bridges. That's good. And I'm looking at the thing on the screen. It says it's a credible threat. No, it's not a credible threat. The federal government thinks it's baloney. The state of California thinks it's for real. Who knows? All I know is all the bridges they mention, I don't go over at all. Golden Gate, the Bay, the Richmond, down in San Diego, the Terminal Island Bridge. I think the only guys who go to the Terminal Island Bridge are the guys that are in prison. Isn't there a prison down there? Here is John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. It's John. How are you?
Good, John.
I'm calling from South Florida, which is just like being in New York City.
Yeah, fifth borough, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, anyways, my question, my comment is it's around Congress turning tail and running when there was, anthrax up at the Capitol.
Is that what it was?
I think it
wasn't. Yeah, it could have been a Martian attack or something.
Well, what about these poor guys that were in Iwo Jima on foreign soil fighting for their country and our congressmen just turn around and run away? Wouldn't that be an insult?
Were the congressmen on the beach?
It would be nice to see. I'd like to see him doing the Monty Python skit with the knight.
All right, well, that's what happens when I ask for people to call in. I get the desperate calls like that. What is that supposed to mean, if the guys are on the beach and the congressmen turn around? What, were they, the congressmen on the beach, too? Or were the guys in Congress and the congressmen, so the Marines were attacking Washington? I get it. 1-800-449, never mind. I'll take it from here, guys. Phil Hendry Show.